Welcome into today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, if you missed it this morning, Jason and Tony Industries have come up with a great way for you to hide that Christmas tree bald spot.
It may be the season of goodwill, but that won't spare you from the pain and embarrassment caused by one of the world's most common afflictions. I'm talking, of course, about Christmas tree pattern baldness. No matter how you twist and turn that $75 collection of deadwood, there's just no hiding that ugly bald spot. Until now. Introducing new Christmas tree toupees from Treco. Carefully designed to match your tree's exact shade of green, our Christmas tree toupees are designed to hide even the biggest bald spot, taking years off your tree's appearance in the process.
Whoa, Stan, what a tree! Looks so young and virile.
New Christmas tree toupees from Treco. At an overpriced Christmas tree lot near you. And for small spots, try our new tree touch-up spray.
Sure, most of you have heard right now there's a station up in Ohio that has banned the song Baby It's Cold Outside.
Still can't believe it.
It's not very PC anymore. It's kind of creepy, the words. Well, Tony and I got together and we came up with the brand new 2018 version of Baby It's Cold Outside. See if you guys like it.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I'll just call you a cab.
I was hoping you'd be.
You can wait out by the curb.
Maybe I'll stay.
You already said no. I've called that cab.
My mother won't need to worry.
Here is your coat and gloves.
My father is out of town.
Let's just listen for the horn.
There is no need for me to scurry.
I really wish that cab would hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
You can take it to go.
I really don't
it's
mind.
It's not really that bad out there.
So what would you think?
Wait, I thought you already said no.
I've changed my mind.
What, are you still here now?
I don't need to go.
Oh, here's your hat. You don't need to dwell.
No need to say no, no, no.
I'd really like you to go.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Can you wait outside for your ride?
I really can stay.
I think we settled that.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You gotta go.
Hey, wait,
nope,
you
go.
Doing?
Come on,
what
here you go.
Doing?
Nope, you're going. There you go. Oh, there's your cab.
Wait.
Bye. Officer Smith Wesson came by this morning to talk about some eating at the buffet etiquette.
Hello! This is Captain Lieutenant Commander Staff Sergeant Special Forces and Meditation Coach Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on buffet bobbing. Bobbing for apples is one thing, but sticking your face into a buffet bar is wrong. Gross, and except for Alabama, it's illegal.
I took the kids to a buffet hoping for a nice meal, but when we got there to the pork chop, some fella had his head in there chewing on them.
Poor family! Children should never witness such behavior!
Yeah, I agree. So to show him how dumb he was, we stuck our faces in the bacon so he couldn't get any. Before long, everyone in the whole restaurant was up there eating like livestock.
Do you see how this can get out of hand?
No, we didn't use our hands. We licked everything up where we could. That showed him.
Two wrongs don't make a right, sir. Eating out is supposed to be a pleasant occasion. So to make sure it is, I'm cracking down.
Brought to you by Half-Fip-Fip. People against faces and food in public places.
A grocery store in England is selling what they call the vegan Christmas tree.
Vegan Christmas tree.
Apparently you can take it home, you can decorate it. When Christmas is over, you can eat it.
Yeah.
I know. Which, you know, made us think of, you know, this cute little Christmas ditty.
Oh, vegan tree, it's something I can't wait to eat. Oh, vegan tree, I love you 'cause there is no meat. Animal products, you know I'm through. I am vegan, so let me tell you and tell you. And tell you, and tell you, and tell you, and tell you again.
This morning also had Tony with a brand new word of the day.
Hey!
And now, to expand your vocabulary,
Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Santaroids. Santaroids is the performance-enhancing drug that gives a fat man the ability to build and deliver gifts to every child in the world that's on the nice list. Santaroids.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
Also, we didn't forget about the best country lyric that's never been written.
I'm hoping, though.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Santa brought me a toy that sucks, and I was nice. Now I hate his guts.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. Well, about 2 weeks ago, there was a college student, a girl named Dominique. She was out late, and she was about to head home, and she realized that she'd lost her debit card.
Oh, no.
Didn't have any cash on her.
She's stranded.
Well, a homeless guy named Robbie overheard her problems and offered her his last $5 for a cab.
A homeless man?
Homeless guy had $5 on him, gave it to this girl. He just didn't want her to walk home alone at night.
That was the last dollars he had.
Well, Dominique wouldn't accept it, and she got home okay, but it touched her thinking about that. So the next day, she went out to try to find out who he was and find him.
Right, right.
So in the process, she found out that Robbie does nice things all the time for other people, including returning lost wallets with the money still inside.
Wow.
He's even been known to offer people his scarf on cold days.
What a
so
dude.
Dominique decided to help him and started one of those GoFundMe pages and was asking people to just donate $5 because that's the same amount Robbie offered her.
That's sweet.
Well, apparently this just kind of took off and she ended up raising $45,000.
$45,000.
Best part, he won't accept it.
He won't?
No, he's going to take enough to get back on his feet, but then he wants the rest to go to the charity that helps homeless people in that area. I mean, how cool is that? So Robbie and Dominique, y'all are both
real good.
Thanks so much for listening to today's In Case You Missed It.